You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Jumbo Victor, MTN Money Mobile or Momo users increases their remittance services to 10 new countries.
Elvis, the rise in remittances, in global remittances, in other words, payment from person to person or business to person or whatever, across countries is increasing to over $2 billion. And that means you need channels, partnerships, people who will receive money from across mobile phone companies in the main, because that's what almost every African is going to end up having. And when you have a mobile phone, that should be your bank. That's the revolution that mobile telephony has become, that everyone who has a mobile phone effectively has a bank and doesn't need to open a bank account in a brick and mortar structure. But now adding 39, now it's now 39 partners that they have, because if you have, if I mean, 200 million wallets they claim they can transfer money to now in more than 20 countries, and that just tells you MTN is really everywhere you go. Because if you look at the mix of countries that have been added, or the total mix, a basket of countries, it's not anything about Francophone or Anglophone or North Africa or East Africa. It's effectively all over the continent. It's a matter of time before they can cover everywhere, because with fintech, some people are bringing in the technology, others are bringing the mobile telephony, others are bringing the finance, but in the end, it's about Africans trading with one another. And the more we get this kind of thing, the more fintech is going to prove itself to be the game changer on the continent. And MTN is just becoming that African country company that's making the difference to just about everybody's life.
And in Nigeria, they introduce a new 5-in-1 meningitis vaccine.
Yeah, this is a hyper-endemic area. World Health Organization says there's been a 50%, more than 50% rise in the prevalence of meningitis. Now, this is not a joke. The beauty about this is that it's not the vaccine that's going to bring out the controversy that we had maybe with the COVID vaccine. It's been in the making for about 15 years. The World Health Organization has the agenda to eliminate meningitis by 2030. So Nigeria, because of the population, that's a no-brainer. You need to experiment with some of this, and the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization is behind this. So let's hope that it does bring it under control, because meningitis, as you know, it can be a very fast killer. If you're infected by it, it's almost impossible to see a way out. So vaccines got a bad rap with the COVID, but I think in the end we know that vaccination and immunization have been behind the survival of many people across the world. So let's hope that we will get at least a lot more belief again from the public in the vaccines with this one.
And in Zimbabwe, the gold-backed currency surge amid market skepticism.
Yeah, exactly. It started the week at about $13.56, and by the end of the week, it was $13.41, which means it gained over 1% against the U.S. dollar. And this is what I think we said last week or the week before, Elvis. The essence of having resources is that you are able to back your currency. If everybody talks about hyperinflation and how Zimbabwe has been printing money that cannot be backed by anything, I was worried. I was surprised at the skepticism, because we know that African countries have resources. And what's wrong with any country deciding to use its natural resources to back its currency, especially if it's natural resource that we have always known to be a good storer or preserver of value like gold? So there you have it. Markets don't lie. If you get that kind of reaction and a currency in Zimbabwe getting stronger and stronger against the dollar, you know there is something real behind it. And that's what currencies should be about.
I thank you so much for that update. Victor Homoshwana, the author of Africa is Open for Business. His latest book is Africa Bounces Back. Victor is also the Executive Director for Marketing and Communication at the University of Limpopo.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.